Happy 40th birthday, here's your first kid. Round two, 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. Feel free to email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen and like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join Dad Chat every Thursday night. That's tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. East Coast time. And tonight we will have our current guest on the radio show with us at Dad Chat, and we'll tell you what that's all about. And that's Alana Seal and author Mark Clark. So, Mark, we were talking a little bit more about your book. Why don't you wrap up talking about your book, what it's about, and most importantly, where people can get it and where people can win it.
Oh, okay. We'll start with where they can win it. They can win it on the Dad Chat tonight. We're giving away 3 copies this evening, so if you tune in for that, you'll have an opportunity to win one of those. You can get it on Amazon Kindle. You can get it on Amazon in paperback as well. It's not in bookstores at the moment, but Alana's working on that, right?
It is a hard copy book, and it is a virtual book, so you can get it in any form you want. And once again, the title is The Princess Fables, and just look that up on Amazon and you can find it, or come to Dad Chat tonight. And if you're lucky and smart and fast, because we make you earn the prizes at Dad Chat, we will ask a question. Whoever gets that answer right first wins a copy of the book. And I'm going to go one step further, wins an autographed copy of the book. Is that okay, Mark?
That's great.
Okay. And so that would be a beautiful thing to have. It's a beautiful book. Once again, finish up the story of how it came to be and what this book, who this book is for.
We believe it's for young girls who want to create their own happy endings, who believe that they have a place in the world and can get there themselves. So each of these girls does, these young princesses, starts off with a problem and somehow comes to a crossroads and solves the problem instead of staying with it and becomes a better person and a better...
Given that men tend to be Mr. Fix-It, it seems to me that when you were confronted with this problem from your daughter, that that's kind of where you went in the storytelling.
Right.
And then you took it and quantified it and codified it, or whatever you call it, and wrote it and put it in a book. And then you brought in Alana, who is a powerhouse, who, by the way, sort of got upset when I implied she was a liberal. So, Alana, what would you like to say about your political view? I want a statement right here and now. Who did you vote for in the last election?
I'm not going to discuss that with you, Bruce.
Okay, well, she's bright red.
Okay, and that goes nice with her beautiful blonde hair.
I'd be happy to talk to you about why I fell in love with this book and what it was about. Mark's obvious love for his daughter is what really, the backstory is what drew me to the book. And when I started reading the book, and I saw how much he loved her and how much he wanted her to have those great days at school and wanted her to be happy. And his love for her is what made him write him down and want to be closer to her. So that really caught my heart and endeared him to me.
After this job, didn't you?
I said, what are you doing with this book? And he said, nothing. And I said, can I give you some advice? Because I didn't know him then. And this was a phone conversation.
I love it. You went out and went for it, which, by the way, is exactly what your stories are about.
Right.
Seizing the day, taking the chance, taking the risk.
Right.
You went, and tell us what you did and how you promoted it in 60 seconds or less.
I didn't have any idea how to do it. And I said, I'm not sure I know what to do, but I think that I'm going to be able to make this number one. And I just started reading everything I could and asked anybody I could. And so far, I've taken our Twitter accounts and Facebook, and I've made us number one. So in 4 months, I think we've done what most people don't do in a year.
Yeah, she badgered me to death. That's why we're on the show together. I mean, I didn't even know who she was, and all of a sudden, I am getting besieged. And once you meet Alana, you know that no is not an option. So congratulations on all that. So again, you can get the book, The Princess Fables, on Amazon, or you could win it tonight on Dad Chat. Now, tonight at Dad Chat, both Alana and Mark are going to be joining us. We're actually not going to be talking about The Princess Fables primarily. We're going to be talking about something a little more serious, which is the risk and the problems in divorce that relate to our children, and the very big and often sad reality that sometimes a spouse loses a child during divorce. Mark has some personal experience with that. I had some as well. Do you want to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight, Mark?
Sure, probably at least from my point of view. It was actually, it relates back to the princess fables because when my daughter was around 15 or 16, she was going through a rough period and kind of a wild period, and I would punish her or ground her or something, but when she would go back to her mother's house, this was during a difficult divorce, her mother wouldn't keep up the punishment, so she wouldn't adhere to anything. So after two or three times...
Nothing better than conflicting messages to a young child.
Yeah, and so
undermining your parental efforts. Okay, yeah. Great.
So what my daughter did finally was said, well, then I'm just not going to see you. And so I didn't see her for almost a year. She was 15 and into 16.
So that's when no hormones are going on and there's no problems whatsoever as far as authority, parental authority, let alone daughter to father.
Right. And that was one of the reasons I wrote the stories down then. I hadn't, I told them to her 10 years earlier, but it was a way for me to stay connected with her.
In your mind.
Yeah, in my mind. At least I had...
And
like I had
to mitigate the pain a little bit.
Yeah, there was a lot of pain. It was one of those things where you go, if I make it through this, then...
When my divorce went down, it was a long process. And I can only imagine how hard it was for you to be separated for a year. I was separated from my kids 2, 3, 4 days at a time.
Yeah.
And I had sleepless nights. I also had an ex who was very lax on discipline and general care. She wasn't dangerous, but she was just very loopy. And ultimately, sadly, disappeared altogether and was ultimately diagnosed with a mental illness and has had nothing to do with her kids ever since. So I know from what you're talking about. So that's what we're going to talk about. Alana, you haven't suffered any of this, I hope, personally.
I am divorced, and I try to, as a matter of fact, Mark and I have been talking about this a lot lately. I am divorced, and my ex is not.
Okay, well, guys, contact me. Okay, I will put you together. This woman is hot. She's smart.
Can we pre-qualify that with I don't have very much time?
Okay, well, if I could have
are they available
you,
between 2 and 4 in the morning?
Once a week alone, I might sign up for that. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. My job today is to embarrass Alana as completely and thoroughly as I can.
Well, you're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
I don't think I need blush.
Okay, so divorce. Tell what happened with you.
I'm divorced, and it was very amicable. We got it over in 60 days.
You had something called a happy divorce,
well,
which
no,
I don't believe exists.
We basically shared one lawyer. I wrote down what I wanted. I basically gave him the business, that kind of stuff, and left. And but he doesn't make our kids mine, so when he spends time with them, everybody, there's no hair brushing, no teeth brushing. There's
what do you think? He doesn't make our kids what?
Mind.
Oh, mind, like take care. Okay,
right.
I thought you said he doesn't make our kids minds. Okay, but does he go against you?
Oh, he probably would, for sure.
No, but he doesn't.
He's very passive aggressive.
Okay.
So it's kind of one
okay,
of those.
Okay, so you've, but there hasn't been child alienation.
No, okay, there's not. So I don't have that. I don't have that experience at all.
I have a dear social media friend who actually took his case way up the courts. And really got, after years of parental alienation syndrome, where he was blocked from seeing his kids, his two daughters, he finally actually won, but years
but
of damage.
Done.
Yeah, yeah. And so in your case, thank God it was only a year. And thank God it didn't start until she was largely formed, even though, because the teenage stuff is complicated altogether.
Well, when the divorce started.
Okay.
It was 4 years worth of divorce, which I always look at divorce years like dog years, pretty much.
I call them the dark
years
of divorce.
It seems like 7 years to every year.
Absolutely.
That's what it seems like you're living through.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about that tonight at Dad Chat. Now, Dad Chat is a community for parents, or like I say, for anyone who was a parent or is a child. And the fascinating thing about Dad Chat is we always have equal participation from women. And I don't know, I think women are interested in anything that has dad in it, whereas dads aren't particularly interested in anything that has mom in it. And tonight, because the NBA finals are starting, I have a suspicion we'll have even more women than normal. But that doesn't mean you can't still see the NBA finals by setting your DVR, and you'll only miss 1.5 quarters. So, or do something really shocking and multitask. Watch it and have your laptop on your lap and do both. I mean, come on. That's what we're all about today, multitasking and never relaxing and never focusing on one item. Any other thoughts on this topic in all seriousness, Mark and Alana?
Well, I think the thing about Mark that is so exceptional is that he is a dad that loves his kids and really wanted to make it work. And I don't see a lot of dads that make that kind of huge effort all the time. He's very concerned and very involved and wants to be involved in their lives. And so that endeared him to me as well. So I think it's a great thing. I think dads need to step up and be a priority in their kids' lives and participate.
And I think there's also, we're going to talk about it, a difficult thing, but there's also times where this works out and there's happy endings, even though you may not believe in them, is that when Alana's parents split, her dad made a point of calling her every single day to say that he loved her, no matter where he was, no matter where she was. And that's the kind of thing that we should be striving for.
It's contributed to why you are such a warm, loving person.
I'm sure it has. Absolutely. And I think that he was one of the greatest dads ever because he did that. I never doubted that he loved me or that he wanted to be in my life. So
make me cry. I actually really like it. And once again, your phone number for prospective dates?
555-555-555.
That's the generic phone number we always give. Well, listen, thank you both for joining us today. That's The Princess Fables, available on Amazon and tonight for free to three lucky and clever winners at Dad Chat, which is at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Middle Coast time and 9 p.m. East Coast time. Just use the hashtag DadChat. That's how you do it. Stay tuned for some final closing comments, and we'll be back after these messages.
Jonah and the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark? You've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.